we approach it with a great deal of suspicion. What we're talking about was a change in the House rules, the first day they were back, the session started, that would in effect make it very difficult, if not impossible, to shift funds from the Social Security Trust Fund to the Social Security Disability Program. And this reallocation has been accomplished, I think, 11 times over the past couple of decades. And it's a simple procedure. In fact, it's gone both ways. Reallocation has gone from the disability fund to the Social Security fund. So this is a routine matter. The last time a shift was made, everyone knew that 2016 we'd have to address this again. But the change in the rules could mean that beneficiaries of the disability program would face a reduction of 19% a month next year. The average benefit is extremely low, a little over $1,000 a month. And to further penalize, and I call it a penalty, the disabled by passing and trying to enforce this rule is going to be devastating to a huge population in our country, and they're the most vulnerable.
Did this come as a surprise? Was there any indication that the GOP was strategizing this sort of thing?
You know, that's a good question. We had no idea. This was the day new members were sworn in. This was a tactic that was conjured up in secret. It sounds like Democrats had no idea this was coming either. One of the worries I have is the tactic. It throws a lot of suspicion on the motives. As far as I can tell, there's only one purpose for this rule change, and that is to put benefits on the line, on the chopping block.
Are you worried that they could come up with something else and cut other benefits, or are these the key benefits that could and are at risk?
This is the tip of the iceberg. This sort of a change should have been the subject of hearings.
You met with Senator Sanders recently. Did you come out with any sort of optimism after meeting with Senator Sanders at all?
Actually, I did. I've known Senator Sanders for a long time. He is a champion for those people who count on these programs and who have paid into these programs. Just keep that in mind. These are earned benefits that people pay for. So I feel with the kind of commitment he has and his role as the ranking member on the Senate Budget Committee, he has an enormous platform. We know we're facing pretty powerful forces, but I feel better with him being on the same side with us.
Max, you wrote to President Obama, too. Do you feel that he is as strong an advocate?
Absolutely not as strong as Senator Bernie Sanders, no question about that. You know, I'm hoping that the president will refrain from offering up Social Security or Medicare as a bargaining chips and getting Republicans to go along with a grand bargain. But I count a lot more on Senator Bernie Sanders than the president to be there for seniors.
What would you like to see the White House do in the wake of this whole situation with the House rules?
Well, there was a statement, did not quote the president, but a White House statement that opposed this rule change. But frankly, I was gratified to see them say something. But even in the White House statement that opposed this new House rule, there was a little bit of wiggle room. I wish it would have been more unequivocal.
Is there a time frame with this rule that is of concern?
This is now the rule. We will see how it plays out. It's always possible to modify these rules. There is no immediate threat to the trust fund. It is next year that there will be solvency issues, so we've got a little bit of time to change the rule, to go back to the standard procedure that's been used 11 times in the last 20 years or so, and reallocate funds from one trust fund to the other. As I mentioned, it's gone both ways. And that'll be one of our top legislative items. We put out a bunch of emails on this when it happened, and I have never seen such a response that quickly. And I think part of that objection was because of what this does and means, but also that it was done in such an underhanded way. That really bothers people because that's not the way our democracy is supposed to work.
The measure to block the transfer of funds was drafted by Texas Republican Sam Johnson, the chairman of the Ways and Means Social Security Subcommittee. In a press release after its approval, he calls it a common-sense measure. He says the Democratic plan keeps the retirement program in a worse state, and problems with the disability program remain. He believes that his rule encourages reform. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.